Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you're looking to get smart fast, today we're digging into something I think a lot of creators and publishers struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get the absolute most out of your mobile video? Specifically, the high-res stuff you shoot on your iPhone or iPad.
Exactly. And our mission for you today is to really get into the nuts and bolts of pulling still images directly from that video.
So the big question we're asking is, what's the, the fastest, most profitable way to turn one video file into a whole stream of engaging images?
Right. And it's a big deal for businesses.
Okay, so let's start there with the business side, because this isn't just about taking a quick screenshot, is it? Mm-hmm. Why are publishers so invested in this?
Well, the sources point to two main reasons, and they're both huge. First, it's about engagement and really profit.
Okay.
They take these stills and package them into those photo galleries you see online. You know, the ones where you have to click next over and over.
Oh, yeah, the click-through galleries.
Every single one of those clicks is an interaction. It boosts engagement metrics, and it means more ad revenue. So one video can suddenly generate dozens of profitable clicks.
So you're turning a single piece of content into a multiplier for revenue.
Precisely. And the second reason is all about driving traffic. It's what the sources call a cross-platform flagging.
Flagging. What does that mean?
You take an interesting still, you throw it up on Instagram or Facebook, and you use it to tell people, hey, the full video is over here on our main site.
Ah, so it's a teaser. A visual hook.
A very fast one. You don't need a video editor on a big desktop computer to do it. It's all about speed to market.
That speed thing seems critical. And the sources we looked at, they mentioned a specific tool for this, right? For doing it all on iOS.
They did, an app called Stillshot. And it's apparently, super easy to use and pretty effective.
So how does it work? Is it complicated?
Not at all. The whole workflow is built for speed. You basically just open the video in the app. You can scrub through the timeline or just watch it.
Yeah, just stop it wherever you want.
Exactly. You pause on the perfect frame, and then you just extract the image right there. It takes all the complexity out of it.
Okay, but I have to be a little skeptical for a second. Let's talk quality. I mean, isn't a dedicated photo taken with the camera app always going to be better than a frame pulled from a moving video?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it gets to the really crucial technical part.
Okay.
The quality of the still you pull is 100% dependent on the quality of the video you shot in the first place.
So if you shoot in high-res, you get a high-res still.
You've got it. Think about it. If you're shooting in 4K, which most new iPhones do by default, each frame of that video is basically an 8-megapixel image.
Wait, really? 8 megapixels?
Yep.
Yep.
Around 8 million pixels per frame. And for posting online, for a web gallery or a social media post, that is more than enough resolution. It's actually really good.
Huh. So the quality isn't just good enough, it's genuinely competitive for this use case.
It is. And another nice feature they mention is that you can then crop into that 8-megapixel frame. So if your original shot was a bit wide, you can zoom in on the most important part.
It's all about making the most of the asset you already have, without extra work.
That's the whole game.
So to wrap this up, the big takeaway here for you is really a change in how you think. That 4K video on your phone, it's not just a video, it's a hidden goldmine of high-quality, profitable still images.
Yeah, a whole archive just waiting to be unlocked with the right simple tool.
Which leads us to a final thought for you to take away.
Right. So if you know that your video can also be your source for high-quality photos, does that change how you shoot the video itself?
What do you mean?
I mean, next time you hit record, are you thinking about maybe holding a shot a little steadier or framing it differently? Because you might want to pull a perfect still from it later.
Yeah.
Something to think about.